Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Angelarco Show. As always, this is the show where we talk real, we talk raw, and we pursue relentless growth. I'm your host, Lucas Angelarcos. I'm one of Sydney's fastest growing sales agents. I'm also an MMA fighter, and in today's episode, I'm very excited because we're going to talk about something that, in my opinion, every high performer battles with, and that's the fear of going back to what we once were. And how that fear can cost us some of the most important things in life if we're not careful. So if you're listening to this, the chances are that you're someone who's hungry. You're someone who's fought through tough times. Maybe you've clawed your way out of a bit of struggle, out of failure, out of a version of yourself that you've determined never to be again, ever, ever, ever. And that fear of going back, it's your fuel. It's your fire. It's why you get your critical tasks done every day, no matter what. It's why you grind when others are sleeping or going out or doing whatever they're doing. It's why we stay sharp. It's why we stay focused, and it's why we stay locked in. So for me, it looks like this. I get 5 critical tasks done every day. No debate, no negotiation. It's a system that I learned from Andy Fisella, and it truly has changed my life. But there's a bit of a shadow side to it that not a lot of people talk about. You can get so focused on not slipping back that you start slipping away from life itself. So hear me out. Let me take you inside my own journey. So there's been days where I've absolutely crushed it. I've crushed every task. I've got my calls done. I've got my training done. All my goals are being ticked off on paper. I'm winning on paper. But when the day ended and it was time to just shut off, it was time to just spend, you know, some quality time with the family or my partner or just with people in general, I found myself resisting a little bit, thinking, hey, it's a bit of a distraction. I could be doing more. I could be getting more ahead right now. Right? These thoughts. And let me tell you, that mindset, it's a slow, silent killer. Because whatever you achieve in life and success in general without any connection is empty. It's like building a big, beautiful house but forgetting to make it a home, which is what really matters. It's hustle with no heart. And I had to realize that grinding non-stop is okay. And it's what you gotta do. However, grinding non-stop out of fear isn't living. It's like you're just surviving. And the Stoics, them dudes, they had it spot on. They had it right. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Don't waste the rest of your life worrying about others. Stop letting your mind be enslaved by our emotions or wasted trivial things." So, grinding is noble. Building is noble. But missing out on life while you're busy building, that's a loss. Balance, and the correct type of balance, isn't weakness, it's wisdom. Now, unfortunately, in this day and age, a lot of people talk about balance and they use that as an excuse not to do anything. They talk about balance, but they're not really, and this is why it's overlooked in my opinion. They're not really doing what they should be doing. They're not really hustling. They're not really grinding. They say they are, but they're not. So everything I'm saying right now is dedicated towards people who are truly dominating, truly putting in the hours, truly thinking of ideas, executing on tasks, and truly knowing that they are giving 110% of their effort. We also see a similar principle in the Bible. It states, "To everything, there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven." So in my opinion, this means there's a time to work, but there's a time to rest. There's a time to build, but there's also a time to have a laugh. There's a time to also just be present in the moment with your family, with your friends, whatever it is. So if you work through every season without honoring others, you're not living fully. You're just stuck. It's like you're in a half-life. Now, I've thought about this a lot. So let's break it down even deeper. This fear. Why do we fear slowing down? And it's because we attach our self-worth rather, to our productivity. Because we think, if I'm not moving 100 miles an hour, I'm losing. But here's a hard question to ask yourself. Is all this work truly making you happier? And it's not about being happy 100% of the time. That's not what I'm saying. But still, ask yourself the question, is this making you happier? Is all the grind making you a better partner, a better friend, a better son, a daughter? And also ask yourself, is this just feeding an insecurity that you refuse to face? Fear is powerful, but it's not supposed to own you. Faith should lead. Your faith should be your driving force, not fear. This is what I'm doing right now to help shift things, and it's making a real difference. Number one, schedule non-negotiable family time in your calendar. I don't care what comes up. It's not if I have time. It's scheduled, and make that one of your critical tasks if you must. So put it next to your meetings, your workouts, your sales calls, all the things that we see that's super, super, super important to execute on to go ahead. This belongs in that category. Okay? In fact, one could argue it's even a little bit more important. Anyway, number two, make your people a part of your mission. So if your grind is truly for your family, for your future, for your freedom, then acting like they're a distraction is disrespectful to the whole mission. And when I figured this out, my mind was blown. Bring them into your journey. Number three, give yourself permission to enjoy life now. Stop acting like joy is something you earn after 20 years of suffering. Joy is something you choose. It's a choice. So choose it today. And last but not least, faith over fear always. Faith says, I can take the night off. I can love fully. I can recharge. And I'm not going to lose myself by doing it. Fear says, oh, if I stop, I'm going to lose everything. I'm going to go back to that person I was. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the truth. Grinding will get you success. And love and balance will keep you fulfilled. So we don't build our dreams just to sit alone in an empty room full of trophies and money. Okay? We build so we can live fully, deeply, so we can leave a real legacy, so we can build impact, so we can provide for our loved ones, our friends, whoever it is. So don't let the fear of slipping back cost you the very life that you're fighting to create. Work hard, ladies and gentlemen. Stay disciplined, but don't forget to live hard too. That's the episode for today. I hope you found it helpful. If you felt this message, share it with someone that you think is, you know, grinding super hard. They're going to be super successful. They already are super successful. However, they might be missing out on life's best moments. As always, stay sharp, stay relentless, stay alive inside, and let's get it.